Ai, kia ora e te iwi, hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko teika, iwa te kau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero, ai, ko te ahorangi tuarua, Matire Howard ki te kōrero e pāna, ki tēnei tūmama mā wiwi, me te haka tika, me pēhia rā, te tiaki te manaaki iwe nei o ngā tangata no reira tēnā koe e Associate Professor Matire.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you again for joining us today. Are you able to give us a little bit more of a kōrero about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Hi. So, Matire Howard. I'm an associate professor at the University of Auckland and a GP at Papakura Marae Clinic down in South Auckland, nō te taitokero ahau hoki ko ngā pohi te iwi. And this research that we're talking about today was looking at strokes. So people who've had a stroke and wanting to understand their experience and what hospitals and DHBs could be better doing to improve their recovery from stroke.
And that most definitely has been kōrero throughout whānau within healthcare in regards to stroke. What was noted as a high priority of importance for those whom suffered a stroke of their whānau?
So, importantly for Māori who'd had a stroke, they did comment on the fact that there were very few Māori services in the hospitals, especially in the urban centres, very few Māori staff, and that people who were having their stroke in rural places, including Kaitaia, mentioned that they didn't have a dedicated stroke unit, which we know from international studies improves outcomes from stroke. So these were key features that we think the government should be looking at to improve stroke outcomes for everybody, but with a focus on equity for Māori.
And that's nothing new. We've been seeing over the time of COVID that we're just really struggling in our healthcare, in our health systems that we currently have. However, what has been some of the most common mishap faced by stroke patients?
I think, as you say, we are starting to feel a bit of a burnout with the health workers at the moment. We are feeling really tired and stretched and having to respond quickly to the COVID. A lot of this kōrero, though, was pre-COVID, so, you know, we can take some of those learnings and apply them today. But I think the key things were, you know, really good communication was, you know, a simple thing that we could all do better as health providers. Providing information that is meaningful to people who've had stroke and their whānau so that they feel part of the journey, they feel part of taking charge of that stroke rehabilitation, and they can achieve the goals that are important for them.
You spoke more about having Māori health providers and services being able to be there and take care. What is some of the issues there? Because we know that we are getting less and less Māori teachers at times, and also Māori within the different services that we require. Is this because we are not encouraged enough, or we just no longer really considering these roles as a priority?
I think there are lots of factors that are contributing to this. We know of some fabulous exemplars of Māori-led services, for example, Te Awhi Mai, which is led by Raukingi Haupapa down in the Bay of Plenty, which is a Māori-led service by people, Māori who've had stroke in their whānau, just providing that extra support within the hospital during the recovery and afterwards once they get home, so that they're receiving timely rehabilitation, timely services, the equipment that they need to be able to live their lives. So I think there's a passion, a commitment from many Māori whānau to make this better, but it's just picking that up and implementing that and scaling that into places that where it's needed.
And in regards to all this research that has been done, where to from here, and how will this research benefit in the near future?
Yeah, so we're hoping that we've done a whole raft now of research. We've looked at the numbers, we've spoken to people who've had stroke, and we've also explored the way that services are being provided across Aotearoa. So I think it's bringing that all together and putting together a plan. I'm also working with a number of Māori PhD students and emerging future researchers. So I just want to mention BJ Wilson, Nō Whanganui Atara, who is looking at the concept of rangatiratanga or tino rangatiratanga in the rehabilitation process. And she's a physiotherapy specialist who will be also teaching future physiotherapists in stroke rehabilitation on how to be better for Māori patients. So these are exciting things, but it does need that extra push or kaha from our funders and providers to make sure that it happens and as quickly as possible.
No further questions from myself. But Matire, he kōrua anō wau ki o mātou whanaingo o te taitukere o te hiko o tika. Any final kōrero to our whānau up here in the north and how we could potentially think about our stroke situations and better improve and assist with research like this?
I want to really mihi to my, well, his pa, Pat Hohepa now, who's also had a stroke, and he's been able to benefit from some of the research that we are doing in the Māori stroke space. So he's been working with a Māori speech language therapist. We have some resources online for people who've had stroke and are having problems with communication, what we call aphasia. So just encouraging our whānau up north to take advantage of these sorts of resources, especially for those people. Often we find after they've had a stroke, they go back to their first language, te reo Māori. So we've built this resource for those people and really encourage you to take advantage of that, and happy to be contacted at the University of Auckland if you're needing any more support.
Ai, ngā mihi atu kia tā Patu Hohepa. Me koe hoki, he mihi kawana kia koe hei whai wāhi ki te kōrero kia hau ārā kia tātou katoa e pāna ki tēnei tūmomo māwiwi me pēhiara tātou katoa te tiaki, te tauawhi o mātou whanaunga mena ka pāmai tēnei ki runga i a rātou. Ahoi no, tāku kia koe i tēnei wā e Matire, kia matāra kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, mihi kawana kia aia, Associate Professor Matire Howard. Kei aia, wetahi o ngā tino rangahau e pāna ki tēnei mea te stroke. Ai, me pēhia rā te tauawhi te tiaki i o mātou whanaunga mena ka pāmai tēnei tūmomo māwiwi kurungi a rātou. Ko kōrero ke ia mō tā Patu Hohepa me o rātou mahi ki te haka tika, ki te haka hoki anō te reo ne. He mea tērā, he tūmomo take tērā, mena ka pāmai tērā i runga i a koe, he uaua kē, te kōrero. Engari, ko kōrero kē ia hoki mai ki tōna reo tuatahi, arā ko te reo Māori. Hoi no, mau tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukou mā fitu ira tahi te iarere.